they came through the woods and they just mutilated the forest and destroyed all the timber and destroyed all the ecology, I guess, something like that. But we just destroyed all of our natural resources, and I said. They went to give these big skaters that go out in the woods, stretch cables and have a big trolley on around. And I've owned those things myself, worked in them with them. Hook onto those big logs and park them up in there and bring them in on this trolley, load them on the railroad. And what they didn't utilize, they destroyed. With those big skaters dragging those logs, breaking down all the little trees and just devastated. It's pitiful to think about that now, how we destroy our natural resources.
We just devastated.
When I think about the world, what a paradise we used to have here and compared to what it is now.
What kind of squirrels did you have here?
Well, we have a black squirrel, and we have a red squirrel we call a fox squirrel, and we have a gray squirrel. Now, I would know.
What do they eat?
Acorns and mash of all descriptions, berries. And this country used to be full of mash, and they just game that had everything in the world they wanted to eat. But now, since the advent of the Jeeps go anywhere, you know. I've had one, kept it 31 years. I drove it myself 31 years. And I've been all over these woods with it.
31 years?
31 years, I've kept that Jeep. And I sold it just last year, after 31 years. And the man stepped on the car and took it. Just drove away with it, but it was in good running shape. But I had to keep it up over the years. Once I don't know how many times I rebuilt it.
You probably sold it more than what you paid for it.
I tell you, man, I don't know what I sold it for. I had a boat motor, the trailer for the boat, and that Jeep I sold for $650. But I could have got more. And this fellow I sold it to sold the Jeep to some other fellows. And I bet you he made us all a good profit on it. And they came here and got that Jeep, and they were tickled to death with it. When they started it off, it run so good. I reckon he gave about $200 for it. But at the top, it showed its age. And the reason I got rid of it was because it needed a new cab on it, but the running, I kept the running gear right in good shape all the time.
Yeah. Now, I was asking you where your daddy was born. You told me he was born in East Baton Rouge Parish.
Yeah.
And your mother?
She was born over there too. She's over there in the country just out of Baton Rouge.
Yeah. What about your dad's folks?
His folks?
Yeah.
Well, his daddy, my daddy's daddy, was pretty prominent. He became pretty wealthy. But he had some hard property down there. He had moved from East Baton Rouge Parish here in the Iberville Parish. And he had a place down here that's still known as a Book's Place.